Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler Boss. Does giving someone else your place in line feel unnatural to you? Is having the best seat in the house important? When you try to put yourself in a high position, the outcome may not be what you hoped for. Think about the times you might be putting your desires above the needs of someone else. Humility is important for several reasons. The primary reason being that God commands it. Being humble involves a proper view of ourselves. Wherever you're at now, take a moment to breathe slowly. And rest in the Lord. Take a moment to hear from God. In Luke 14:11, Jesus says, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." It's really much better to wait for the Lord to exalt you in whatever manner He decides than for you to exalt yourself and end up being humbled by God. When Jesus got down on His knees and washed the dirty feet of His disciples, He showed us exactly what humbling yourself looks like. Can you see Jesus washing your feet? Being humble does not mean being a doormat. It means thinking of yourself the way you should, not higher and not lower. If you're a leader, then lead from a position of service, not power. Does your attitude and behavior point people to Jesus? That's the goal. Let's pray. Jesus, you gave us such clear guidelines about humility, saying the first shall be last and the last first. Help us to never desire to put ourselves in a position where people look at us instead of at you. It's hard to be humble because we are sinful people. So always provide that check in our spirits when you see us exalting ourselves. Our deep desire is that you would be glorified in us. Amen. As you begin to meditate on this verse, give yourself room to be quiet and to listen to the voice of the Lord. Find a place where you are alone without distractions. Close your eyes as you listen and hold your hands open, signifying your willingness to let go of what you're holding and to receive what God has to give. Breathe slowly and deeply to release your tension. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind times when you have wanted to exalt yourself instead of exalting Jesus. Confess that desire and ask for His forgiveness and cleansing. Check your heart for any other areas that may be blocking you from hearing from God today. Listen with your heart to His prompting. With your hands still open, let go of anything He brings to mind that is in the way. How good and pleasant it is to be in the presence of the Lord. Keep your focus on Him as we go through this verse several more times. Remind yourself of who He says you are so that you start with a right attitude about yourself. You are His beloved child, made in His image, meant to glorify and enjoy Him. As you think about the glory of God, release your desire to be exalted. Luke 14:11. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. What comes to mind when you think about exalting yourself? What does that look like? For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. What about the word humbles? There are a lot of misconceptions about what it means to be humble. Ask God to show you what His meaning of the word is. What do you hear Him saying? Are there ways in which you have been thinking about humility differently than what God intended? Luke 14:11 in the New International Version says, "For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." The words "raise himself up" speaks to our own efforts to want others to see us in a better light. It's not a matter of presenting our true qualifications on something like a job resume, but rather wanting to put ourselves in a higher position that should belong to someone else. Have you ever found yourself playing the one-upmanship game? What is at the root of wanting to exalt yourself? Thank you. When James and John, the sons of thunder, asked to be given positions of prominence in Jesus' kingdom, he warned them that they did not know what they were asking. Instead, he said to them, "But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Listen again to our text in Luke 14:11 in the Living Bible. "For everyone who tries to honor himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be honored." It's important to remember that honor comes not from the things that we do, but the position we have in Christ. Imagine pastors who seek to serve their congregations rather than have their names be prominent. How much safer will their people feel knowing their pastor is following the example of Christ? A young homeless man enters a crowded church on a Sunday morning and walks to the front looking for a place to sit. A gray-haired elder catches his eye, gets up from his seat, and gives the homeless man his place. Sitting instead on the floor next to him, would the elder's actions help the homeless man see Jesus? Maybe there's a young mom with crying kids and a cart full of groceries in line behind you. Perhaps you only have a few items, or maybe your cart is full as well. What if you offered to let her go first, so that she can get her tired kids home sooner? You're stuck in construction traffic when a car speeds by you, trying to get as far ahead as they can before being forced to merge into the single lane. Do you grumble and complain about their inconsideration, thinking they should have to wait like everyone else? Let me close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you are worthy to be exalted, and we are not. Help us to put you first and see others the way you see them. Root out of our hearts that which makes us want the glory and attention. Let us rejoice with those who rejoice, joining in the applause when others win honors. We do this all for the sake of Jesus and in His name. Amen. Sit a few more minutes if you can and let the love of Jesus wash over you, breathing slowly and deeply, thinking about what God has said to you today. As you think about going through your day, look for times when you can humble yourself, not looking to be exalted as a result, but because you want to bring glory to God and be more like Jesus. And until next time, may you abide in Christ.